Welcome back, ghosts, ghouls, and things that go bump in the night. I hope winter has been treating you well so far. You know, I think this is the perfect time of year to focus on what most people typically call spring cleaning. I know, obviously spring cleaning. You think spring. But winter is really the best time. It's not hot. At least, it's not hot if you live in North America. And the lack of heat just makes it easier somehow. You know? At least, that's my personal feeling on the matter. But regardless of the time of year, sometimes you have to do that cleaning that you're just not excited for. And that is sort of the premise of today's story. So, why don't you sit back, relax, and tune in for My Dad's House. Let me start by saying, my father isn't dead. At least, I don't think he is. But I can see how the title might lead you to believe that he is. To avoid confusing you any more than you probably already are, let me start at the beginning. My dad and I have had a pretty strong relationship. Ever since I was a child, he was always very supportive of me, putting up with my rebellious phases, and even allowing me to stay at home during those years of financial insecurity we all face after graduating from college. Despite repeated calls for him to move in with me after my mom died a few years ago, he insisted he wanted to remain living out his days there in his own home. He was getting older, and years of cigarettes and fast food was finally beginning to catch up with him. Being as close as I was to him, it really pained me to see his health failing the way it was. His glassy eyes, a parody of the once intimidating stare he would give me when I misbehaved. Eventually, I got a call from him just a few days ago, asking to stay with me for a while. He explained that after a recent fall in his bathroom, his doctor recommended he stay with someone until he was well enough to return home. Despite being almost 70, he still had a lot of pride and insisted on not being a burden. So, I was a bit surprised that he took his doctor's advice and relented in taking up my offer. Needless to say, he didn't need to ask twice. I even offered to pick him up at home, but he insisted on taking the bus over to my apartment just to prove he ain't no baby, as he would often repeat. My apartment is in walking distance from the bus stop, so we caught up during the walk. He didn't have much going on. In typical dad fashion, he waxed light about gas prices, his annoyance with the new diet his doctor had set him on, and his idea to get a dachshund puppy, simply because he liked saying the word dachshund. I work in advertising, so I spent most of my working hours at home staring at my laptop screen, and I got to prepare meals and spend even more time with him. Everything was going well for us. I was even contemplating how I should ask him to stay for good instead of returning to his old house. That is, up until the second night. See, in my job I'm often required to meet and discuss new projects with overseas partners and branches, which requires me to be awake to accommodate those in different time zones. It might have been around 2 a.m. when my semi-conscious brain picked up on it through the headphones attached to my computer. At first, I thought it might have just been something from one of the other speakers on the Zoom call, but then I realized no one else seemed bothered by it. Then I heard it again, this time louder. It was coming from the guest bedroom, where Dad was supposed to be sleeping. As I got closer to the door, I could hear it even clearer.
Why can't I see him then?
The voice was old, much older than my father. If I had a chance to guess, the person that voice belonged to might have easily been pushing 100. Hoarse and rough like sandpaper, it was nothing like the sleepy Midwestern drawl of my dad's voice. Confused, and more than a bit concerned, I cracked the door to peek inside, only to see my dad snoring away under the quilt. At first, it occurred to me that he could be pretending to be asleep, but even if he was, what was the alternative? After standing in a dark bedroom, staring at my elderly dad asleep for about 3 minutes, I eventually chalked it up to my imagination, just playing tricks on me. It wasn't a very satisfactory answer, but it was the only one I had. The next day went pretty much as expected. Dad ate his breakfast while I ran some errands. I considered asking him about the strange voice from the night before, but I eventually decided against it. I didn't want to give him the impression that I was hearing things, or worse, spying on him. That definitely wouldn't help my chances of him staying. I kept it to myself and convinced myself once again that it was just my imagination running wild, combined with a lack of sleep. Until that night. I was focusing on a PowerPoint presentation when I saw a shadow pass my door in the corridor outside my room. Naturally, I would have thought it was just my dad going to use the toilet or to grab a snack in the kitchen, except the shape of the figure that passed the door was much shorter. Dad was at least 5'10". This shadow was at most half the length of the door itself. And I was wide awake this time. I paused before peeping around the corner in time to see my father. No. Not my father. A miniature, child-sized version of him, just walking away from me. The same clothing he had worn to bed a few hours ago. The same thin, silvery strands of hair at the back of his head. Walking away towards the bedroom. I didn't understand what I was seeing. I still can't understand even as I'm saying it to you. Eventually, after about 30 minutes of intense debating in my mind, I decided to open the door of the guest room and see for myself. There he lay, my dad, his regular height and proportions, and fast asleep. I must have stood there for about an hour, staring at him, snoring and drooling into his pillow, before finding the courage to head to bed myself. It was hardly a restful night. Everything from extremely early onset of Alzheimer's to overwork and stress crossed my mind that night. But as usual, everything was as normal as ever the following morning. Dad plunked down in front of the television complaining about CNN while I studied him from across the room over my cup of coffee. I so wish I could tell you I saw his skin quiver like a costume or a second pair of eyes that blinked to give away some sinister alien form, but I would be lying if I did. The man muttering about politics on the couch in front of me was the same man who taught me about life and provided for me for all of those years. The fears and jitters tend to seem ridiculous when the sun comes out, and this one was no different. I eventually overcame any initial apprehension and spoke with him about his night. It was restful, with the exception of some mild headaches, but he said it eventually passed. Eventually, he told me there was some medication at home he was supposed to be taking, but he forgot to bring it with him. After a brief scolding from me about how to be more responsible, I agreed to run back to his house and grab it for him. I was happy to be out for a while. It gave me an opportunity to clear my head from work and to put things in perspective. I got to the house I spent my childhood in and saw the front yard covered in high grass and weeds. Because of Dad's health issues, and the fact that he was at my place for the last 3 days, I didn't exactly expect a rose garden with a topiary lawn, but this was insane. From the looks of it, the yard hadn't been tended to for at least 2 months. I walked past the mini Amazon jungle in front of my childhood home, and used the key to unlock the weather-beaten brown door that was once beige, and the stench hit me almost immediately. Putrid and foul. I've read books that say the scent of a rotting corpse has a sweet undertone, but let me tell you, there was none of that in this situation. It was a raw, meaty smell that stimulates your most primal reflex to run. Laid out on the floor of the living room was the decomposing body of my father. Eyes bulging, head twisted perfectly around. I felt sick. My empty stomach was turning. It turned from the foul stench. It turned from the dead body of my father. It turned from the fact that I don't know who or what is in my house right now. But I know I'm gonna need help. And that, listeners, was my dad's house. Normally, at this point, I would ask if any of you, my lovely listeners, have ever gone through something like that. But I genuinely hope you never have. Does anyone have any advice for the writer of this story? Anything that they can do? Any idea who or what may be impersonating his father or taking over his father or whoever that is in his house? If you do, please feel free to let me know and I'll be sure to pass the word along. You can always find me on Facebook at Haunted Horror Story and Podcast. Or you can send me an email at hauntedhorrorstorian@gmail.com. That's all that we have for you guys today. But until next time, stay spooky. And remember, sometimes it's more than just a story.